I think being a parent is harder now than it was when we were kids.
Oh my gosh, you're difficult.
Why can't I just pick up a set of Uno cards and call it a day?
So I can make buttons with my face on them.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah.
Good morning, Deontay.
Good morning, Shannon.
You got your coffee there.
I do.
Is it delicious?
Yes, and I have to have my coffee every day.
I'm not a coffee person.
You know what? I didn't used to be. I was one of those people that had coffee just because it was a morning routine kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And now I need it to kickstart me.
Really?
Yeah. And it's funny because I'm not a person who's like addicted to caffeine. Uh-huh. And maybe part of it is just mental, but I need it in the morning to like kickstart my day.
Okay. Fair enough. See, I don't like hot things in my mouth like that.
Oh.
I never get it quite right. I always burn the crap out of myself or it's cold and disgusting. So I just rather not bother with it. And the smell. I don't like the smell.
Oh, the smell is the best.
No, it's not. It's so gross.
Oh, brewed coffee in the morning. Oh,
I think a coffee shop is about the equivalent of a Subway. Because when you go in there, you walk out smelling like it. And if you don't love it, it's pretty bad.
I don't know anybody who loves a Subway.
That's just my opinion of it. I've been spending a lot of time at my sister's apartment lately. Mm-hmm. In fact, most days I will leave work, go to her apartment, and then I'll be there until at least 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
Well, she is a newborn.
She does. She had my nephew Ben, and he is a little over 2 months now.
Uh-huh.
But she's also got a 3-year-old toddler.
That is a tough dynamic. It's tough.
He tries to be loving. Mm-hmm. He wants to touch Ben. Jake is the older one. Ben is the baby. Jake wants to touch Ben like he's a puppy or something.
Yeah.
You know, he just wants to pet him on the head and he wants to be in his face and he wants to hit him on the back. You know, it's, and he doesn't mean to hurt him. I know.
Sydney was 2 when Miles was born.
Mm-hmm.
They're exactly 2 years and 9 days apart. And I used to say she's going to love him to death because she just couldn't stop touching him. And she, you know, she's laying on top of him and she's, you know, kissing him. I'm like, you're smothering him. Get off of him. You're going to smush him. So I understand that whole. And especially with boys is they don't know.
Mm-mm.
They don't know how to be gentle.
No, so. Jake wants to pick Ben's nose. Like he's got this thing, I want to pick your nose. And he'll go and he'll try and stick his nose in his, or his finger in his nose. Poor Ben. Poor Ben.
It's rough being the little one.
And you know, Jake, it's such a transition for him because he was the only little one that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's been a come to Jesus for him having to share the attention.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, Kelly says this on the show, it's not the terrible twos, it is the terrible threes.
Oh, no 100%. Question.
100%. This is a different child now than he was 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Completely different. And I feel so bad.
3-year-olds are tyrants. They run everything and they want it their way and no other way is going to work. There's no reasoning. It's bad.
I mean, it's bad with everything. If I try and play with him with his cars, he'll say, you come play with me. I'll be like, okay. And I'll grab a car and I'll start doing stuff with it. And that's not what he wanted me to do. Mm-hmm. And it's not the car that he wanted me to do it with. So it messes up his whole world.
Yeah.
And it's like that with everything.
I think being a parent is harder now than it was when we were kids.
Why?
I don't know if it's just that, just a different time and the environment is different. I think kids are, I don't want to use the word advancing, but I think the world around them causes them to grow differently.
Okay.
Like I see now, even with friends who have kids the same age as like Sydney. Sydney's almost 10. She'll be 10 next month. And I have friends who have kids that are in like that same age, that 7 to 10 age range.
Mm-hmm.
And the drama and the kind of angst that they feel at that age is the drama and angst we didn't feel until we were like 12, 13, 14.
It's the food we eat.
It may be.
It's the hormones.
I think it's a lot of things. I think a lot of things play into it. But I think it's just harder. I think there are more rules and more regulations, and you can't, everything is so a lot more structured than it used to be.
A lot more rigid.
Yeah, like school stuff. We just came out of, you know, all of the Christmas parties and all of that. Well, it's not Christmas break anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's winter break. We don't have Christmas parties anymore. We have a holiday party.
Right.
And now, remember when we were kids and you used to do the gift exchange and you had to buy a gift, like $3 to $5? We don't do toys anymore. We exchange books.
It makes sense. It keeps it simple.
It's a book exchange.
That's simplifying things, because then the parent doesn't have to go out and focus on finding a $5 toy.
Well, now you got to find a $5 book.
It's not hard.
It is.
It's not. Go to Half Price Books.
It's not about the cost of the book. It's finding the book. Finding a book that your fourth grader will read or that your sixth grader will read. Why can't I just pick up a set of Uno cards and call it a day? Now, when you bring treats for school, you're only allowed to bring, like, they're only allowed to have parties now for, I think it's Christmas and
Valentine's Day. Yeah, two a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't have a Halloween party anymore. They're not allowed to dress up for they can't wear their costumes to school. You don't get to have an Easter party. Like, I don't understand.
You had Easter party?
Yeah.
Oh, you went to Catholic school.
No, not for elementary school.
Oh, really?
No, just for high school.
Oh.
See? Y'all didn't have where everybody brought 12 eggs?
No.
Yeah.
I remember Valentine's Day parties and occasionally maybe like a Christmas party with cookies or something, but we never did the gift exchange or anything like that.
You missed out.
Maybe I did, but I'm okay with it. I mean, there's already enough pressure for parents to just get you to school every day.
But even now, though, so you have the party, but you have to bring healthy food. Even like for the preschoolers, you can't bring candy. You have to bring
carrot sticks,
treats. So you have to bring like spider rings.
You know what that is? No, you know what that is? That's the PTO people. You need to get a PTO meeting together and you need to show them Bad Moms when she brings the store-bought donuts or whatever.
Yeah, it's just there's so many more rules. They're super strict now about attendance. And I get it.
Going to school is a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if I need to pull my kid out of school on Friday so we can go out of town for the weekend, I should be able to do that. It's not a big deal for my kid to miss 3 hours of school. Now when they get into junior high, they can't miss school at all. If they miss school, they don't get to get a pass on their exams. If you have to go to the orthodontist and you miss English class, well, guess what? You have to take your English exam.
Are you sure it's excused versus unexcused?
Yeah, they're all the same.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, how are you supposed to schedule going? Everybody in the whole school district can't go to a doctor's appointment after school or during the summer.
Right.
And so for everybody else, I mean, is the dentist is just sitting there from 8 to 3?
Doing nothing?
Yeah. I don't understand why it's so difficult to let your kid get out of school for an hour to go to the dentist. It just doesn't make any sense. It's so much harder than it used to be.
I agree. Some things, you know, that is a pain in the butt. That is pretty difficult. I remember missing many, many, many days of school and everything being fine.
Yeah.
You just do your work, stay caught up, and that was that.
I think if you catch up and you complete all of the work that you missed, I think that should suffice.
I don't understand them not letting a parent go get their kid out of school if there's something that they need to do or holding it against them. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think the parent should be the person that makes that decision. I mean, if your kid's a senior and they're skipping weeks of school at a time, that's a whole different thing. But if you have an excused absence,
yeah.
And I mean, I have friends too that, especially in elementary school, they're like, look, you know, they're only in elementary school once. Half the time, they're not even doing anything. They're watching movies.
Coloring.
Putting together some kind of miscellaneous project.
Doing the pencil break game. That's what I did.
That's why you're so smart now, Shannon.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I think you probably are overthinking some of it, such as the book thing. I mean, just go get a book and who cares? Who cares if you're going to wrap it and the teacher, nobody's going to know probably because you don't know who you're giving it to, so you don't have to put a from tag on it.
I know. I just think it was easier
when
it was
a book and be done with it.
It was easier when it was a toy. Why can't it be a toy? Toys are more fun than books.
Toys, there's too much pressure with toys. And then the kids, one kid's going to steal another kid's toy. And then there's going to be a meltdown in the middle of the party. It's just, it's not worth it.
It's the same meltdown with the book.
And then you got to decide, okay, I got to get a boy toy. So do I get him a wrestler? Do I get him a matchbox car? Do I get him a Ninja Turtle? The kid's probably not going to like what you get him.
It's the same thing with the book. Should I get a Star Wars book? Should I get a Minecraft book? I don't know.
Well, who cares? At least it's simple. You go to the half price books or you go to the dollar bin at the Walmart, you grab a book and you're done with it.
I vote toys.
Oh my gosh, you're difficult. Are you on the PTA at school or PTO?
Of course I am.
You women and men, I guess there's some men on there too, are the ones that make everything so hard.
Hey, I didn't make these rules. These are school rules.
Okay, well, you're supposed to be in there helping make decisions for the school and deciding what works and what doesn't. You have a voice, so use it.
That stuff comes from high up. Those are like district things.
So what do you do in the PTO?
We're there to support the students and the teachers.
Okay, because here's what I know about PTO people, okay?
Okay.
I knew a PTO president one time. You can tell me if this is true or not, okay? Mm-hmm. And she told me that the things that they talked about and the people that they talked about and the things that they said about these people were so offensive and horrible that thank God nobody else found out about it, because they probably all would have been kicked out of the PTO. Are you more judgmental than most or less, do you think, as
less.
A PTO person?
We don't have time. Our school does so much. And I know that I've been to the summer PTA leadership conference. Mm-hmm. So I know that our school is a lot different than a lot of other schools, but we don't have that at our school. We don't have a lot of infighting. We don't have a lot of drama. We're doing too many other things. We have activities throughout the whole year, so we don't have time for gossiping, and we just don't have time for that crap.
Okay, tell me, is there one member of the PTO or PTA? Is it PTA or PTO?
Ours is a PTA.
Okay, is there one member of the PTA that you guys who are really involved and get together on weekends to plan things, is there one member of the PTA that you think shouldn't be there? Just be honest.
No.
Really?
And we don't get together on weekends to plan things. We have kids. We're busy.
I know. Play dates. Plan PTA things during play dates or something.
No.
See, I'm not buying this for a second.
We have one meeting a month and we plan all the things. I mean, and there are people that are involved in the PTA that aren't on the board. So we have all these committee members. Our school has 20 committees. We don't have time for that drama. I know I have friends who have PTA drama at their schools. Mm-hmm. We're just lucky that we don't.
See,
so I don't know anything about that.
Back when I was in a relationship where we had kids, those PTO people mm-hmm. made my life hell. Like, seriously, one of the wannabe uppity ones mm-hmm. actually went to the principal about some pictures that I posted of the children and said that I could that could lead to cyber stalking.
Oh my god.
But you know what? I was very careful about it. There was no school name, there was no nothing in mm-hmm. them. They just had the power to create problems, and they did that for me.
Yeah, we don't have that at our school. We're really lucky that way. I mean, we really don't. We have a really good group of people that are committed to the school and committed to the kids, and we just don't have that. We have too many other things to worry about. I think there are definitely those people out there, but we don't have anybody. I mean, honestly, half of us are there because nobody else is stepping up. Like, if somebody else wanted to come in and be sixth vice president of whatever, we'd be like, come on in.
Yeah.
There's no
exclusivity. Do you guys take outsiders? Like, do you have to have a kid in the school so I can join the PTA?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I might have to do that.
Yes.
Are there elections that I can win?
Yes.
So I can make buttons with my face on them?
Well, I mean, it's not that serious.
And I can pass out flyers at the school? I mean, will they let me onto the school property even though I don't have a kid there?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You can join the PTA. Come on.
I can be president?
Yeah. It's really? A lot of work.
Because that's the benefit of having power is you delegate the work to the lessers. Duh.
Well, I'll have to go back and tell our PTA president she's doing it all wrong.
Seriously. You tell her to call me. If she needs some PTA advice, she can call me.
Because you apparently have all the advice.
I want to make those cool t-shirts and stuff. Maybe I can sell them at school.
Okay.
Imagine how well a t-shirt with a curse word would sell at an elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Because the kids would be so excited because they'd be the cool one with the curse word shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do that.
It's totally going to work.
Or beer. I made a shirt one time for St. Patrick's Day that said, Irish, you were beer.
That's funny.
That would sell. And then the kid, it had a giant mug of beer on it. I could sell that at the school.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we could get approval
and
for
then
that.
Put in the small letters the school name. I don't know what, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure that would fly.
I'm going to join the PTA to make money off
All
these
right,
kids.
Let's do it.
Thank you for the idea.
That's what I'm here for.
That's so brilliant. A PTA election. I could come up with a motto and I could have a campaign team and we could do debates. And I could have a car with signs on it and stuff, and I could give out.
I'm just going to throw this out here while you're over there planning that major campaign. In the 4 years that I've been at this school, I've yet to see anyone run against someone for a position.
Well, get ready, because here comes PTA President Shannon, ready to run things.
Come on in.
Happy hours.
Oh, now we could get down with that.
They can full on put a margarita machine in the teacher's lounge.
We'd have all the really good teachers. Everybody would want to come teach at our school.
And we'd make them virgin, and then we'd stash a bottle of tequila somewhere so the really fun teachers could partake whenever they felt like it.
Okay.
I got this.
You should run for superintendent.
Don't put that idea in my head, because you know I'll do it.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.